Three, two, one. Good afternoon.
Hey there.
How are you?
Awesome. How are you?
Fantastic. You look terrific. Very summery.
Well, thank you.
I like that. What is that, a blouse?
It's a kind of a blouse. I don't think people use that word anymore, though.
Well, I know guys don't, but then if I... What's that, a shirt?
It's a shirt.
What is it? Well, whatever it is, it looks awesome.
Well, thank you. I got it in Italy, actually, about a month and a half ago.
Oh, well, maybe that's why I like it. It looks expensive.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I can't complain at all. The weather feels better than it has in days.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about the weather for a few minutes?
I don't think anybody wants to hear about it. They all know it's been ridiculously hot.
I don't think I could have taken another day. Quite honestly, I think on Monday, Sunday, I had it.
Yes.
I mean, we tried to go to the beach. Flies were brutal. Tried to go to the pool. It was like swimming in a bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
We went home. We shut the curtains, shut down all the electricity, just watched TV and barely tried to exhale because it was just brutal.
I did the same thing. I don't think I left my house one time on Sunday. And that was for like 10 minutes, and I came home. I'm like, what am I thinking? You know, I'm going back inside.
It was brutal. So I'm glad it finally broke. Like I said, I couldn't take it another day, and then the rain was beautiful, and then it's nice today.
That's right.
We ran this morning. It was 67 degrees.
Oh, nice. That's perfect.
I actually went home yesterday. I had a break and went home, and then I was like, God, it's a little chilly. Need a little blanket or something. So introduce yourself so we all know who you are.
Okay.
And what you do.
I am Stacy LaMotta. I do a lot of things. Let me tell you. But what I'm here to talk about mostly is the Southern Delaware Wine, Food, and Music Festival, which a lot of people might know it by the name SODEL Fest for short. Yep, and it's this year will be our fifth year doing the festival.
Well, before we get jumping into the festival,
yes,
let's learn. Can I learn a little bit about you?
Of course,
because I don't know you.
You don't know me from Adam.
I don't know you from Adam, and I can't remember if I reached out to you or if you reached out to me. It's not important. Here you are, and I'm very grateful.
Oh, good. I'm very happy to be here.
I appreciate anybody that takes the time out of their day to come hang out with Tom at the old podcast studio.
You're a pretty cool guy, I think.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome.
So can we just learn a little bit about you,
sure.
Your journey, what got you doing what you're doing?
Okay. Well, first off, I'm from the D.C. area, but I've lived here over 20 years in this area, and currently I'm teaching a lot of yoga. I'm a personal trainer.
Oh, nice.
And I also teach a couple other classes. I kind of got to where this nonprofit, I have a nonprofit, by the way.
Okay.
And
we can we'll talk about all of it.
But I kind of got here because my original back in college, way, way, way back then, I was a commercial and hospitality major. Which, if you're saying, what the hell is that?
I said that in my head.
In your head, but I said it out loud.
You know what I said? You know what I said to you? What I said in my head is, I forgot to get your seltzer.
Oh, you didn't. I have it right here.
Oh, good.
I
was
going to
be like, hold on, I'm going to run and go get your seltzer.
No, I got it.
Continue. I apologize.
Right. Well, that major set me up to be like Julie on the Love Boat. I'm dating myself way, way, way much, aren't I?
I remember Julie on the Love Boat.
Okay. So as an event planner, party planner, that type of thing. So
Have you always liked that kind of stuff?
I have. Yeah.
It's fun if you got parties to plan and you got people that need planning.
Exactly.
It's a great gig.
So I did it for about 10 years out of college. I did several different jobs within that realm. And then about 10 years ago, I kind of came back to it.
Okay.
Through the years, I was in pharmaceutical sales. I helped start a company, made infomercials,
nice.
Done a lot of different things. But I kind of came back to the roots of that event person, and I started working as a consultant for Shell Ocean Atlantic.
Oh, they were we've had several versions of them on the podcast.
There's a lot of versions of them, isn't
there? Oh, we had Preston on.
Oh, good.
And he was great.
Oh, he's
awesome.
And
then we just had Project Kudos.
Yeah, with Alyssa.
Alyssa Titus and Patrick Gallagher.
Yep.
And they were wonderful. In fact, their podcast went posted this morning.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So,
all right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. They're
no
great,
problem.
Great
so,
company.
Anyway, they challenged me with out at Independence Hall, I should say, which is over 55 community, mm-hmm. there's a beautiful clubhouse that's called Independence Hall.
Makes sense.
And they challenged me with doing some events that brought other people from the area or, you know, into the clubhouse to see how amazing it was and see all the amenities that they provide. So one of the events I thought of was, you know, I just was thinking, God, what do I like? What would I like to go to? And I love good food, great wine and other cocktails, and music. So I kind of came up with the idea to do a wine, food, and music festival.
This was your idea?
Right.
Nice. This is for the Independence Hall.
This is, for, well, it's not for the people. It's for everybody, the public, to come into Independence Hall okay. and have this festival. So that was... 5.5-6 years ago, I started thinking about it and planning it. And we had the first one 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we had about 130 people, and we were thrilled with that. It was much smaller scale than it is now. This year, we're expecting about 800 people. Mm. So it's just grown and grown and grown through the years.
Now it's serious.
Now it's serious business. Yeah. And it's a blast. If you have not been to it, you Gotta do it. It's really fun.
I haven't been to it, but I'm ready to try it out.
Yeah.
That's why you're here.
Okay. I'm going to sell you on it.
My wallet's open.
Oh, good. Even better.
Kind of kidding, but I know you are. I'm always in for a little, we're doing the Sarah Gilmore. You know Sarah?
Sarah's who recommended me to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we're doing her event on Saturday.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be there supporting her.
Me and my wife are going to go.
Awesome. Very good.
Yeah, excited. So is that how this all started from working with Shell Brothers with the Independence Hall? You started that, and then is this still... Actually, you know what? I'm going to let you finish telling me.
Sure.
I'm not going to ask a bunch of questions.
You can ask any questions you want.
Well, is this still at Independence Hall?
It's still at Independence Hall.
Okay.
And they no longer are the main sponsor of the event, but...
And it says right there, fifth annual. So.
Fifth annual, yes.
So congratulations, because you know what? It's awesome when you start a project. You can always do it once, right?
Right.
Maybe twice. But now you're in your fifth year. That's pretty sweet.
It is. It is.
And it's growing.
It's just growing and growing, which makes it more challenging and more challenging. But I love the challenge of making each one bigger, better, more fun, better entertainers, you know, everything. So, yeah, so it's come a long way, and it's September 28th, if you're wondering the date.
September 28th, 2019, mm-hmm. noon to 4, mm-hmm. Independence Clubhouse.
That's right.
I don't even know where the Independence Clubhouse is.
Okay, you know where Long Neck is?
I do.
You know where Route 5 and Route 24 meet?
Yep.
Okay. If you turn towards, like, Route 9.
Yep, so make a right.
Uh-huh. Then it's about a mile and a half on the left.
I know where it is.
It's before the dump.
Transfer station.
But it's very beautiful. It's really nice there. And the venue is perfect because it's spread out. It's not like one big, huge room with all these people. Wah!
Right.
But it's spread out. This year we have 22 restaurants.
Wow.
That provide amazing food tastes. And then we'll have over 50, probably closer to 70 wines, beers, and spirits.
I'm sure you're going to have Karen Spazzato there.
She's been there every year.
Well, she's got wine.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the podcast. She was awesome.
Yes, she's a good friend.
She's a great lady.
Yep.
So... when you first started, how many restaurants got involved and how's it grown?
Well, we started with 12 restaurants.
Wow.
And now we're to, 22. And
well, I was going to say, we don't have too many more restaurants, right? I mean, that's...
We have tons of restaurants.
Do we?
I'm going to have to turn people away from this festival.
Oh, okay.
Because
I'm sorry.
It brings in... No, don't be sorry.
Well, I'm just trying to think, I'm just trying to think of all... I guess maybe I'm just thinking of like Route 1.
No.
We're up in Long Neck now.
Downtown Rehoboth and downtown Lewis. I'll mention some of the restaurants.
Yeah, well, definitely. Let's give a shout out to all of your favorites.
And I'm probably not going to mention all of them because I don't have the most complete up-to-date list with me. Shame on me. But if you go to the website, sodelfest.com, S-O-D-E-L-F-E-S-T.com, it'll give you so much information, and that's where you buy tickets. But we have Blue Coast, Drew from Blue Coast. I don't know if you know Drew Trevis. He's amazing. His desserts, Big Fish Grill and the Big Fish Grill Bakery.
Nice.
We have J.D. Shucker's, The Counting House, which is the place in Georgetown. We have Grandpa Max, Mishi's, Kuva Ray, One Coastal, which is in Fenwick, Black Wall Hitch, Shorebreak Lodge.
Heard of them, eating there. It's
yes.
Good.
I found a partial list. I'm reading them off. Cultured Pearl, Bethany Blues, Lefty's Alley and Eats, Harvest Tide, as well as their newest restaurant, which is in Bethany, called Zoka.
Okay.
As well as Nectar is also involved, and Finn's.
Nectar's in Lewis.
That's right.
They got this great juice with the jalapeno in it.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It's a green juice with the jalapeno. I mean, it's amazing. I love that place.
Yeah.
I'm not eating as much breakfast anymore, so I'm not, you know, I used to love going and they have poached eggs and this amazing crazy toast. And
did
stuff.
You ever have that French toast or whatever they call it, creme brulee toast or something?
I haven't had it, but
it is sinful. Sinful.
It sounds sinful.
But so good.
While we're talking about sponsors, let me, because corporate's about to walk in.
I see corporate.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Corporate's here. Let me
put all the toys away.
Oh, my God.
Good to see you.
Hey, I didn't give her a kiss.
We go way back.
Hey now. Get your headphones on there, bro. I gotta find my sponsor read. Here we go. Which I've doing. I do like the new version. Thank you. Here we go. Oh my God, with those allergies. Here we go. Welcome.
Carlos is messing up this whole thing.
Yeah, you made Angela sit there the other day.
This is how short it is?
Yeah, that's how short it is.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what he said. Hey, that's what she said. Well, and I actually talked to a guy yesterday that we're going to move it over to the wall so it'll be better for you and her. But let me read this real quick.
Oh, wow.
Don't interrupt me. This is important. All right, today's podcast is brought to you by our friends at Urban Float. Did you know that?
Woohoo!
Have you floated yet?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my God. So great. I'm floating this weekend.
Ooh, float away, baby.
Yeah. Well, just in the pod. I don't really go anywhere. The premier float.
I screwed you all up, didn't I?
Oh, my God. He's going to fire me. All right. Today's podcast is brought to you by our friends at Urban Float, the premier flotation therapy spa in the Mid-Atlantic. Experience the ultimate in weightless relaxation as well as the healing benefits of 1,200 pounds of dissolved Epsom salts. Call 302-232-3141 to book your first float or book online at urbanfloat.com and use first time to get 50% off. Can you afford that? That's steep, bro. Mm-hmm. Renew, refresh, revive at Urban Float, located near Rosenfeld's Deli.
Everybody knows that place.
So welcome back, Carlos. We were just chatting, and she was laying out all the amazing restaurants that will be at the Sodel
Fest.
Thank you. I'm like, Sodel Fest.
That's it.
Yep. So what do you think? Are you going? First of all, let's see if we can get Carlos to commit to going to the Sodel Fest.
I want to get him to commit to sponsoring the Sodel Fest. What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah. So Maxine sent me the did you send me the information? Yeah.
I sent it to you.
Okay, cool. Yeah. It looks amazing. I got a little confused. I thought it was, so it's not part of Sodel.
That's an interesting question.
Well, I was going to ask it.
It's not, but Sodel Concepts is one of my big sponsors.
Oh, cool.
But when I came up with it, you missed the whole, like how I came up with the idea 6 years ago, the company was the Matt Haley Companies.
Oh, right.
They weren't using Sodel Fest Sodel Concepts.
You didn't mention that yet.
No, I didn't mention that part.
No, you hadn't mentioned that. And I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. So they became the second year of the festival, they became one of the significant sponsors of the festival. And they are today as well.
Well, that's a pretty cool name because that's the first thing I thought of was like Matt and Scott.
Well, and that's, you know, I thought, well, first thing I thought of is how do you guys share it? You know, like, was right. there ever any challenges or like a conversation? But it's cool that it initially started with Matt.
Settle Concepts, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, Matt had passed when I came up with the name Sodell Fest. That they were no real Sodell Concepts. It was the Matt Haley Company.
Yeah, when you sent it to me, I went right away, and I'm like, wait, this doesn't have like the blues of Sodell. And I was like, I tried to connect the dots a little bit.
But they are, you know, involved in some of the stuff that goes on with it, and they definitely support it wholeheartedly.
We've talked about some of the restaurants. What about the entertainment? What kind of music?
Dun, 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 dun. Well, this year, we're going to actually feature the Savannah Band as one of the bands.
Savannah Band. Okay.
Savannah and Michael Shockley. They are amazing. They were our band, not last year, but the year before. They were one of the bands, and people loved them. Everybody was dancing around and having a great time. And the other band is really Sol Kanoff and
Sal.
Sal and I call him Sol?
Oh, I don't know. Sal. I'll go with Sol.
Sol better. It just sounds
better. I thought it was
better.
Like Sal Knopf.
More soulful.
Sal Knopf.
Yes.
Sal Knopf.
Sal Knopf.
Sound off.
He's good.
Yes. Him and Patty Blee, who is from New Jersey, who has a voice like you would not believe. She's amazing. And they're going to join forces together and also be a part of it.
That sounds pretty sweet.
So it'll be great. There's a big feature of the Sodell Fest, and that's the Chef Throwdown.
Okay.
And last year it was, it's been different things throughout the years, but last year it was the Battle of the Beaches, Rehoboth Chefs versus Lewis Chefs.
Okay.
And it's a chop-style event where the chefs don't know what they're going to be cooking with.
Right.
Or cooking.
Kind of like Iron Chef.
Yes. But
today's bananas. Oh, no, not bananas.
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
So, and Hari Cameron, who you probably know from Amuse and Grandpa Max, is usually the procurer of the ingredients, and he's quite creative chef. So he comes up with some wild things.
I think I sent him a text seeing if he wanted to come on the podcast.
Yeah.
I reached out to him.
Yeah, he's a busy guy right now. He's doing a lot of things, but he's a great guy.
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah, you can try.
I tried.
You can do it.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's over. So that's pretty sweet. What is, do you need some insight, sir?
I'm just catching up on, trying to catch up here. I'm late.
You're speeding.
I was a little tardy.
He's late. But you know what? We're free-flowing conversation. You're allowed to be late.
I'm Tom's part-time co-host.
Well, he's a tech guy. He's the corporate side. So, you know, I try to...
He calls me corporate.
I try to humanize it, and then he dehumanizes
it. He does his best to do that, doesn't
we get
he?
Back on track, Tom?
Yeah. So what is this? I mean, I didn't get a chance to... I mean, are we raising money for something? Is this going
something? Heck yeah, we are. I'm so proud of this event because the past 4 years we've raised over $100,000 for local nonprofits.
Okay.
And this year our nonprofits that we're benefiting are Children and Families First.
Okay.
And the Beau Biden Foundation for the Protection of Children.
Nice.
Both are serious business and they serve to help protect children from abuse, from bullying. If children do happen to, that has to, happens to children, then the Children and Families First kind of takes over and provides services free to them that help support teenage pregnancies, abusive wives and children and take care of things that way.
You know, it's a great thing because I can remember as a kid being bullied. And
really?
You know, it was horrible at the time. And it wasn't like this kid beat me up. He used to throw these giant spitballs at me, these paper spitballs. And I was like in sixth grade and think he was in eighth grade. And it tormented me. And I was like, I didn't want to ride the bus. I mean, as simple and as that was, but it really, I feel like, because I ended up struggling, you know, in high school.
Right.
And it was like voiding that kid. And later back, I would look back and say, you know, that was a big
deal.
Issue. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think we... you know, if a kid's shooting a spitball at you, you may not feel like it's bullying, but I didn't want to go on the bus.
Right.
I didn't want to go to school.
I think that's the meanest age of kids, that's 6th through 8th grade. Yeah. I think it's the biggest transitional years, you know, for my children and when I'm talking to other women, their children as well, because they're just trying to get into their own and they're so mean.
They're so mean. And I don't
I know. I'm sorry.
And I don't think that, we realize, I think we picture bullying as like a kid coming up and punching you. And yeah, that may happen as well, but it's that constant torment.
And now you have cyberbullying.
Yeah.
Cyberbullying.
And they teach about that as well, how to be safe on the internet. And, you know,
it's funny. I started up my Twitter because we're trying to, you know, promote the podcast, but up until then, I really didn't use it because I didn't like the kind of cyberbullying that goes on that with Twitter.
It really does.
And then I found out my son, my soon-to-be 14-year-old son's on Twitter, and I was like, oh, my God, why are you on Twitter? You don't need because I was worried that somebody was going to bully him on Twitter. And what I'm finding now is that, like, my son, my kids, probably your kids, maybe even your kids, they've grown up with this. It's not, they're not so fragile as they're, you know, whatever, how old we are, parents who just basically have come into this kind of thing at a late age. And
yeah, but it affects kids and people for sometimes for the rest of their lives. I mean, you know, you haven't forgotten that. That still has a little.
No, I haven't forgotten about it. Yeah. But I survived.
You did.
I grew.
That's right.
Well, that's awesome. That's a great, that sounds like an awesome thing to
support.
Yeah,
they're great causes. And the other thing is we're still taking sponsors for the event. We do have some great sponsors, like I mentioned, Sodell Concepts, Cisco Foods, Couveray, PNC Bank Wealth Management, Broadpoint Construction, Faw Cawson, M&T Bank, Ocean Atlantic Sotheby's, Ocean Atlantic not Sotheby's,
Was that Ocean Atlantic?
Tunnel and Razor, the Ocean Atlantic with Preston.
Comcast here, iHeartRadio.
Yep, those are in kind. Yeah, so yeah, a lot of support from the local media. We get a ton of attention at this event. A lot of television time. You know, our sponsors get well noticed. And, you know, I'm urging people if they're interested to go to SodellFest.com. There's a link for a sponsorship packet.
Do you have a Facebook page?
Of course. SodellFest. No com on it.
But does your page list all the restaurants and all the music?
No. It doesn't list them all.
What? Why?
I don't know. Do you want to do it for me?
Okay. Well, I get that. I get that.
No, we don't list them all on the Facebook page, but we do, we like bring up like a sponsor almost every day. We send out a lot of Facebook messages honoring our sponsors, our restaurants, our beer distributors this year that are supporting us are our Big Oyster Brewery and Revelation. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot with special posts just to recognize those people, you know.
Stacy, what kind of turnout you get?
Oh, well, we're expecting 800 people this year. We started 5 years ago with 130. Last year we had 650. We've grown by at least about 150 every year, so that's why I'm coming up with the 800 number.
That makes sense.
Well, maybe 801. I'm going to try to go.
Well, you can count in there.
I'm part of the 800.
I'm just kidding. I don't know where you stand.
I'm going to stand down there. I want
to
go.
Noon to 4 at the Independence Clubhouse.
Right.
Right, on the 28th.
Fifth annual.
Ah, the 28th.
Uh-oh.
What is that date?
September.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-oh. No, that's a great weekend. It's
perfect.
It's usually great weather.
Was that Sunday?
It's going to be amazing weather.
It's a Saturday, noon to 4.
Right. September, you know, especially at the end of September, not a lot of people, you know, they may sit at the beach.
Weather will still be nice.
Weather's nice, but not like ocean weather really. So this is a perfect thing to do.
Exactly.
It's hard to compete against midsummer, right?
Well, and who wants to stand outside? If we had a day like we've had the past few days, I mean, that would be miserable.
Makes sense, yeah.
You know, although most of the event is indoor. So it's a rain or shine event.
Okay.
Most of it's indoor, and the part that's outdoor is covered. So, yeah, don't wait to get your tickets to see if it's a bad weather, because it's rain or shine. Most of it's inside. I mean, 75% of it's inside.
So your ticket gets everything. You into the festival, and you're just like, all you can eat.
It's all you can indulge in.
Wow. Like wine, alcohol, the whole thing.
Kettle One Botanicals will be there. There'll be a new tequila there.
How much are tickets?
$75 right now. They go up to $85 after September 1st.
Mm. Wow.
And then $95 at the door if we have any left, and I'm not sure we will.
Yeah. You actually will sell out.
We might.
Oh, wow.
Because 800 is about our capacity.
That's awesome.
Because we also have 50 volunteers, all the restaurant people there, and the you know, alcohol, the distributors, the musicians.
You'll have giveaways and like contests and things like that, or not really.
Silent auctions.
Silent auctions.
We do have a silent auction.
That's something Urban Flow for certainly. I think I'll talk to the boss there. Okay. They might be able to be participating there.
And we also have a wine wall where we have about 100 and some bottles of wine, and they're all covered up so you don't know what it is. Oh. And for $20 you get a wine pull, and you could get a $10 bottle, you could get a $20 bottle, you could get an $85 bottle.
Well, we might have to intermittent fast for like 3 days.
And that is a sponsorship you could do. You could be the wine wall sponsor.
I was gonna say, I thought cakewalk was the easiest thing, but now the wine pull might have just gotten.
Yeah, it doesn't list it as that, but we can make that.
All right.
I had a wine wall sponsor last year, and what we did is we put their logo on every single wine bottle. Like we had a little ticket kind of thing with their logo and a message.
Well, I will definitely, you know, the Thomas David Salon will give you something to silent auction off for sure.
Pair of scissors.
Pair of scissors.
Gift card with me, Tom.
Sounds good.
Haircut, color, you know, all that fluff and stuff. All that stuff we love.
All that stuff you
love. I pulled up and I saw her fancy blue BMW out there. I was like, oh, she's here.
Yeah, she's here.
Is that thing electric?
No.
Sure looks like it.
But it's electric. The color is electric.
Stacy's electric. Step out.
Wow. I already told her the shirt looked awesome.
Yeah, it was complimenting.
I tried to use the word blouse, but she said they don't use that word anymore. I went sleeveless shirt, then, whatever you
want to
call it.
Blouse.
I tried. I love your blouse.
What are you?
Hey.
We're behind the counters at Sears in 1983. What's going on over here?
Nice blouse. I got a wife. I hear words. I'm a complete idiot. Blouse.
It's okay. I'm not holding that.
Nice trousers.
Trousers. That's what I was just thinking of. How do you like these trousers?
Escort corporate out.
I was waiting for that.
He's
one.
Done.
Fired.
So what do you think? I mean, you say when you first started, you had like 150. You're up to 800. What would you think? I mean, what do you see this doing in 10 years? Just keep getting bigger, bigger and bigger? 2 days?
Maybe 2 days. We've been kind of playing with that idea a little bit. We do have a pre-fest that I should mention, which is right before the festival.
Okay.
It's called the VIP ticket, and for $25 more, for $100 right now, you get to come to a champagne sparkling wine, depending what kind of part of the country you're in. They call it different things, but a tasting with a very well-renowned spoken person on champagnes or from different parts of the country, and you get to do that, and that's really kind of cool because the VIP ticket also allows you into the VIP lounge, which is actually a great thing because you can get off your feet in cozy couches and relax where there's not a ton of seating at the event.
So let me see if I understand. The VIP ticket allows you access to both days?
Well, it's not, but it's the hour before.
Oh, the hour before.
Yeah, it's an hour before.
Okay.
So that you come in early, you do that, and then you have access throughout the festival to the VIP lounge.
Probably a special bracelet that no one else will have.
Yes, it is. It's a special bracelet.
Like the Firefly VIP bracelet.
Yeah. Sparkly.
If you serve any more champagne, you're going to need a campground, really, because there's no one going to be able to drive out of there.
What's your favorite band you keep talking about? What's their name?
Naked Party?
No, the band that you saw.
Panic at the Disco.
I love Panic at the Disco.
We talk about Panic at the Disco every podcast.
I saw them 20 years ago.
20?
Well, maybe it was 10.
They're only 15.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Maybe it's 15. It was right when they started.
I love Panic at the Disco. Did you go? Let's talk about serious stuff.
All right, let's, I'm sorry.
Did you go to Firefly?
I didn't. I wanted to see Panic at the Disco, but that's about as far as my want went.
Panic at the Disco was fantastic.
Yeah, I love them.
Now my son's like, let's go see him again. I'm like, okay, where are we going?
So where is the Independence Clubhouse?
It is off of Route 5 in the Long Neck area. So if you were coming down Route 24 from Route 1 in, you know, Rehoboth area, you would take a right on Route 5 and about a mile and a half on the left. It's a big, beautiful community.
Before the transfer station.
Yes. I called it the dump.
Oh, I use transfer station.
Yeah, he used a better word.
It's a beautiful spot because actually I've gone out to the transfer station just not that long ago and I drove over to 24. I was like,
yeah, it's very nice. There's a bunch of flags up. It's very cool. We are looking to maybe have a shuttle this year from like Route 1 to and from the event.
Yeah. And look, I don't want to be negative, but it would be a little bit concerning about a lot of flowing and I would.
Well, there's always Uber.
That's true.
Or Lyft.
That's great. That's a great alternative.
I mean, if you don't plan to drink and you drive yourself, you can always take that back. Your cars will be fine until the next day.
Right. Oh, so I see what you're saying. Leave your car and that's a great deal. And, you know, I wonder if Uber would be a sponsor.
Would you like to look into that?
IBM and GoPro.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I pull an idea out of corporate's head? But that might be a good idea, you know, because.
Well, I am talking to a company that has buses, nice buses that is already helping with. We do shuttle people too from the front of the development to the main.
Rhymes with tart, dart.
No, it's not dart.
Not smart.
It's more smart than dart.
More smart than dart. Well, that's awesome, you know, because that's the first thing I think about is like,
right?
That's a lot of flow.
Yeah, and people do that. I mean, they don't drive home if they did indulge in too much. If somebody wants to come and be the designated driver, there's a reduction in the ticket price, but they're going to have to wear a big red bow around them so everybody knows not to serve them. Mm. I'm just kidding. They're not going to have a red bow.
I'm thinking that because I don't drink. Until the red bow story came out. And then I'm like, I'm done with that.
No, it's not a red bow. I'm totally exaggerating.
So like from Rehoboth, you go down 24, right?
Yeah. It's about 15 to 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Probably at that time, only 15 minutes from where Route 1 and 24 are to the festival.
But you can get out. I mean, if you can go down 9 either way.
Yeah, you can
go
down
9. It's between 9 and 24
on 5. It depends where you live.
Have you ever been out to the transfer station? Mm-mm. The dump.
I don't go past Route 1.
Well, it's worth it.
There's
for
a whole
this
other world out there.
There is. You're missing out.
No, I'm kidding. No, Millsboro is awesome. You know, it's a nice town.
Exactly. So if you go down 9 to 5, either one, 24 or 9 to 5, there, you know, it sets pretty much right between the two.
Yep.
I've never heard of the Independence Clubhouse.
Have you heard of Independence at all? Community? They have a big mm-hmm. sign out here on Route 1. You know Route 1.
Oh, yes. I know the sign. Right. I gotcha.
I knew I could connect you somehow.
Right. Okay. I didn't realize that. All right.
It's actually an over 55 community, but their clubhouse or the Independence Hall, they call it, is amazing. It's
Can I borrow
huge.
Someone's ID?
Shut up. You don't have to be 50, you don't have to be 55, but you do have to be 21.
What are you looking at me for? Can I borrow your ID, Tom?
Jeez.
Well,
jeez, could somebody cut my meat?
Come on now. 55 isn't that old. I'm 56.
Oh, you're not 56.
Oh.
You're way younger.
You got a shirt of a 42-year-old.
Yeah, right. Ooh, that's cool.
That's fancy.
Yeah,
that's
but
awesome.
You do have to be 21 to attend the event.
No, so it's not family friendly.
No.
Okay.
We don't want family. Kids.
No lemonade.
Don't bring your
no
kids.
Lemonade stands there, Tom.
No, no.
Entrepreneur.
It's much, much better this way, trust me. Mm-hmm. Get a babysitter for the day.
No, that sounds awesome. It's exciting. So, I mean.
Well, I think a lot of people are looking for an opportunity to go somewhere without their kids. So
right.
It's
and
a good
something
idea.
Different. It's definitely something different to do. And I guarantee you will have fun.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you've got great restaurants here, great food.
Yep.
It looks awesome. I'm on the website right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what is it? What is the web address?
Sodelfest.com.
Sodelfest.com.
Yep.
Nice. Can you order tickets to the website?
On the website? You sure can. Tickets are available on the website now. And like I said, they do go up after September 1st. So I would really? Yeah, to 85. So they're 75 now.
How many years have you been doing this? Doing the sponsorship or the marketing for
every year? It was my event.
Since year one.
It was my idea.
Oh, this is your baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we talked about that, but.
He was late.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Thank you, Stacey. Any opportunity.
I know.
To kick him is great.
Get me, Tom.
Yeah, just kick him.
Hey, I'm just getting warmed up.
Is this what you're going to be doing? I mean, do you have another one? Anything else planned? Another event you want to start?
I actually do.
You want to talk about it?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse.
Still in negotiation, Stace?
I'm still working some details out, but I do have an event that I plan to bring in late spring next year.
Do you want to talk about your nonprofit?
I do.
Yeah, can we talk about that then?
Yes.
Stacey's new event's called Horsefly instead of Firefly.
Cheap. Maybe Panic will play.
Horsefly over at the Harrington Fair.
He's terrible. What is this?
I'm supposed to be comic relief.
Look, he's a corporate mind and a laugh track all built in one.
And he really is.
Yeah, sorry, I had a business meeting. I had a couple Bloody Marys before I got here, so I'm a little.
Oh my God.
That sounds rough. Sounds like he's working hard.
Uber.
Uber.
He needs to call Stupor. So let's talk about the nonprofit.
Okay. So the nonprofit, and it's not anything you've heard of because I don't raise money for my nonprofit. What my nonprofit does, it's called Creative Coastal Connections.
Creative Coastal Connections.
And what I do is I connect other nonprofits with event planning. So I can do event planning, and I have for like galas or nonprofits that don't know how to do to really run an event effectively. I've done grand openings. I've done, you know, special events at different restaurants. So
I hate to even ask this, but can you explain a nonprofit?
Mm-hmm.
Just the whole name nonprofit makes it hard for me to understand. Just explain a little bit.
Okay, well,
dumb it down a little bit for me.
You don't make profit.
Zip. Do you hide your profit? I mean, what?
Yes, you hide it. That's a good. No, you don't do that.
I didn't make any money.
Let's remove non from the word.
Yeah. So it doesn't mean that nobody can make any, like, nonprofit people that work within the nonprofit can make a salary. It's usually very low and small, but you can actually make a little bit of a salary. It's not that you can't. You know, everything has to be free for all kind of thing. But what it means is a good portion of the proceeds from the event, like the majority of the proceeds, go back into the event and the beneficiaries, I should say.
Okay, so
there's a board of directors. There's like a board.
Yeah, every nonprofit has a board of directors.
You can
have an executive director, like that's what I am of my nonprofit.
Okay.
And you've probably also heard 501(c), which is kind of the same. No, who thought he's
you
never
know Thomas David. You know, nonprofit.
my whole life has been a nonprofit. I mean, let's be serious. Nonprofit.
Oh my lordy, you guys are out of control, man.
No, we're not. Stacey.
You're
seriously
out of control.
Well, I ask that because, you know, you act like that everybody knows what a nonprofit is.
Right.
So it's really about learning about what a nonprofit is. I mean, when you say a nonprofit, I'm just trying to understand it.
Yeah. So it means that the profits don't go to...
The company doesn't make a profit. Everything goes
back into the business.
The organization.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So. But like... As an executive director, I do make a little bit of money on the event.
Of course.
And I hire like a graphic artist. They make a little bit of money.
You have to have payroll. You know, YMCA is a nonprofit, for example.
Exactly.
Right?
That's a good one.
Children's and Families First. But, you know, you're into Urban Flow because, you know, I'm just in the background with Urban Flow. But Amy, my wife, is in the foreground. She used to work for Children's and Families.
Oh, she did? I didn't know that. I can use that.
There's your in right there.
Oh, look, the podcast might pay off. You got something.
You got the Beau Biden Foundation. So that's interesting.
Yes.
So, You should connect with David Kempster over at the Peninsula. So they're doing an event with them too.
Yes, I know. Bo Biden Foundation for the Protection of Children, their executive director is actually...
Stacey LaMotta.
No, they're not. It's not. I wish. But she actually is an attorney who was the lead attorney on the Bradley case.
Oh.
And Bo Biden had... This foundation was formed after he had passed because he truly believed in protecting our children from things like that was major abuse. I mean,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's she is totally cool, as well as Laura Rimmer, the executive director for Children and Families First.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Amy, my wife, used to work for Children's.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, yeah. There's your end, Stace.
All right. I'm glad to have it. So just to reiterate, you know, we have the Sodel Fest, the Southern Delaware Wine, Food, and Music Festival event has made over $100,000 just in the past few years for different local nonprofits.
That's awesome. It's nice.
It's a big chunk of change.
That's awesome.
If you notice, you know, what kind of giving some people give to, you know, their charities. You know, we give probably this year $35,000.
And I can tell you this, Tom, you know, as I've known Stacey for quite some time, and when she puts her heart and her effort into something, she's very passionate and she cares. And believe me, I can tell you that from firsthand experience. So I can tell you that this...
I figured that or she wanted to come on the podcast. Yeah. this is a trial of fire.
Yeah, she is. I can tell you, you know, from a testimonial as a friend, a dear friend of hers, and someone who's worked with her in the past, she's very passionate about what she does. She cares deeply about everybody she works with. And when she says she's, you know, doing something good for the community, she truly means it, and she carries those emotions on her sleeve, and I know that.
God, you can get me to cry.
I can see
me
that. Too. You're welting up a little bit.
I feel bad. Like I did something.
Hey, you should feel horrible.
No. I really thank you for saying that, Carlos. But you are right. When I'm behind something, I do give 150%.
I know.
I mean, because, you know, like I said, I'm a yoga instructor too, and a trainer, and I've done so many things. But everything, I've been blessed to feel very passionate about everything I get involved with.
That's how I met Stacey. My very first ever yoga class was with her at the Glade Clubhouse.
That's it.
And she didn't laugh at you?
Yeah, and well, she held it in.
She held it in. I did totally.
She taught me. Yeah, she taught me how to. Yeah, but you remember?
Yes.
That's when we did that.
I do remember.
And it was awesome.
That.
I was like, down dog and what was it called and all that
Chaturanga.
Other Chaturanga. Oh my gosh, my arms are burning.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yoga's not awesome. for the
and you're still
week
doing that, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Eight
yeah.
classes a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and then I mean, but you know, when you're working with projects like this and trying to get everything together for something like this, you just can't go home and sit on the couch and watch TV. I mean, you have to have something that's going to release that stress, whether it's yoga, meditation. I mean, you know, I don't do yoga, but I run. I ride my bike.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, it's tough, and it's great that you have an outlet like that, and then also get to teach it because
I love it. I mean, I really love helping people. You know, whether it's, you know, I feel like I've changed a lot of lives.
You have. I know that for a fact.
And that makes me really proud and happy and wanting to do more.
I know that for a fact.
Oh, thanks.
Well, maybe one day we can have you on and we'll just talk about yoga. Stuff like that.
Okay.
Because that's, I really enjoy that kind of stuff. I you know, I love breathing. And I don't just mean to live, Carlos. I mean, but did you know Ed?
Yes.
What was his name? Ed Harold. Eddie Harold.
Eddie Harold.
That dude.
I taught there.
He was a breathing master.
Oh, his pranayama. Is another word for breathing.
I learned so much from him. We would do a small yoga class. It was just like a half an hour, and then we would go on these
spin
bikes.
Yeah.
And he would do, you know, breathe in for four, out for eight, you know, make the ocean sound. I call it zombie sounds.
Yeah. And ujjayi breath.
Yeah. And it was just, I mean, just how the body, you know, the air, I call it the great equalizer. You know, it cools you. It does a lot of stuff that I just took for granted. And then I saw the Laird Hamilton podcast where he talked about how we're not meant to breathe through our mouths. We're really meant to breathe through our nose.
Right? Definitely. Yoga. You keep the breath internal through the nose.
The gas is released that helps us open up the capillaries in our lungs that is only found through breathing through the nose.
And it helps lower anxiety and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mouth breathing is like kind of a lazy kind of where we're at in this world, right? Just a too people, much air.
That's what you do when you
people
can't tie
don't
your
know
shoes.
How to breathe.
Right.
I mean, and I've taught classes on it as well, on just breathing.
Breathing is amazing
for life. Not, I mean, for life to live longer. I mean, people get these shallow breaths, mm-hmm. you know, and they're not effective ways to breathe, and they don't enhance your lifespan. That they do is shorten it because you're kind of going. You know, right. You're breathing more, panting almost more than.
And sometimes I think that the effects of that shallow, short breaths, people can mistake that for low blood sugar.
Mm.
You know, they're like, oh, my blood sugar's low. I need to eat something. I said, why don't you try some deep breaths?
I need to eat something. That's all I know.
It's my blood sugar. I need to eat candy bar. Do you have anything? But, you know, I think sometimes it can reflect in how you're breathing. It happens to me.
All sorts of ways.
Working on the computer, I'll be sitting here and then I'll realize I'm not really breathing. I'm bent over.
Yeah, you're like.
I'm not expanding my lungs. And mm-hmm. it's I have to sit up and take some breaths and, you know, mm-hmm. neutralize myself a bit.
Right on.
So you do how many yoga classes do you teach a week?
I teach 8 to 9.
So still at the Glade too?
At the Glade, yep. Mm-hmm. And at this, there's a newer studio called Heart Wish.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Amy went there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her there.
Good.
And then I teach at the Cancer Support Community. Mm-hmm. Another way I like to give back is to teach cancer survivors.
Mm, that's awesome. See?
Yep.
Awesome. We did Eliminate Stand and donated $80 to cancer research.
Whoa.
Oh,
that's right.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Everybody.
No amount's awesome. Too small.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
With Arden. Do you know Arden Sullivan? Trey Sullivan. Mm-hmm. Her daughter's 7 years old and she's survived cancer twice.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. So we did a little Eliminate Stand. We didn't make it about cancer, but in the end, we donated the money.
Yes. That's nice.
It's not cool to make it about cancer.
No.
Do you have any more questions?
Yeah, so this event's September 28th, noon to 4.
It is.
Right, and you think you might have shuttles? That would be a huge thing.
I'm working
maybe,
on it.
Maybe.
Well, we already have that shuttle service, like I say, within the event, but I'm wanting to expand it to maybe picking up at the Fairfield Marriott or somewhere that has a big parking lot.
Yeah. Right.
Or maybe even the parking...
Was there a reason why you didn't want to have it closer to Route 1 or in closer to Cape area?
There is no venue like this. Nobody could hold us 800 people.
I'm excited to
really?
See it.
Even the winery,
maybe, but it's one big huge room, which is a lot of noise factor.
Uh-huh.
This event, you'll see the venue is separated all these different areas. So mm-hmm. no one area is like crazy, like mm-hmm. you can't even think straight. It's so mm-hmm. loud. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's just the venue is amazing. If there was another venue, I would have
looked at it. Yeah, sure. Maybe
definitely.
Down the road.
Yep.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You can use my parking lot.
Yeah, this is not that. This is actually a pretty convenient location. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you can just go down 9. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's not really my parking lot to give, but you can use it.
So if anybody's out there listening that has some type of service that can shuttle us, I'm definitely looking for a partner to help with that. What I found out last year when I looked into it is I had to put down a lot of money prior, early, now mm-hmm. to book it.
Mm-hmm.
And that just made me nervous.
Right.
Because, you know.
Well, I tell you, it's a great deal for the ticket and all you can eat and drink. And
yeah.
if a lot of those 800 people are coming from this area,
mm-hmm.
You want to
right.
Be careful. But
exactly.
I think it's a great opportunity. It's a great deal. So,
yep. So we'll do our damnedest to make that happen.
Sounds awesome. I'm gonna. I'd like to try to go.
Yeah.
Maybe Urban Flow can sponsor my ticket.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Sounds good.
Yeah. What else you got going on, Stace? What else are you doing besides yoga and this? Is this pretty much everything you're doing right now?
Right now, because we're 2 months prior to the event, I'm living and breathing it.
Yeah, okay.
To coordinate with all the restaurants, with all the distributors, with everybody and everything, and the sponsors,
Is there going to be any food trucks?
We thought about food trucks 1 year, but there's so much food with the food that we have,
mm-hmm.
and they would have to be outside, and that's
it's so just, so how are these people are set, like how is Bethany Booze going to be set up there and Big Fish and Black Wall Hitch, like what's their setup there?
They
like,
have they all everybody all the restaurants have an 8-foot table in front and behind them that we tablecloth and have the description and the name of the restaurant and the food that's there. And we also provide the napkins, plates, forks, all that utensils and all that stuff. And they just, they bring what they need to heat it up or to cook it or to what have you. I can tell you, they're not like tastes or bites. I mean, if you looked at some of those pictures of the food, it's a good little portion. I bet somebody last year they couldn't get around to every single, every single restaurant and eat their serving, and they couldn't, and they said I can do it. You know, it was a guy from a radio station.
You can't go out with it. We talked about this. You can't go out to a restaurant without spending less than like $80 now.
Right,
family of four. I mean, this is an amazing deal.
It is a crazy deal.
Saturday night on the 28th. Why not spend
Saturday day?
Yep. Why not spend $75 and have? I mean, well, that's a great deal.
All you care to eat. And
I mean, like taking my family out, four of us. I mean, it can't drop that much.
Oh, at
just
least
for one restaurant. Now you've got your choice.
Well, it's also a great opportunity to learn about some restaurants because the,
especially if
a lot
you're
of
a
the
foodie,
ones you mentioned,
right?
Besides maybe like Bethany Blues, I've never been to. I mean, it might be a good opportunity to try something and say, wow, that's great. Maybe meet a chef.
Exactly.
I guess the chefs will be there.
Yeah, most
Harvest
of them
Tide.
Send their chefs.
I don't think I've been to Harvest Tide.
Maybe build a little relationship with the
guys. I just discovered Mishi. Is it Mishi's or Michi's?
Mishi's.
Mishi's. Yeah, it's a great restaurant.
I love it.
Yeah, that's a great restaurant. I like that funny location, but really good food, right?
Well, it's a great it's a great example that location isn't everything.
That's right.
Yeah, if you got good food, they'll show up.
That's right.
I mean, that's
bottom
line.
Consistently good food.
I want to get that guy.
That's cool that you got them there.
Do you know the chef?
They've been there every year almost.
That's awesome.
Do you know the chef?
Oh, yeah.
I want him on the podcast.
Oh, he's wonderful.
He makes his coconut thing.
I eat that every time I go.
And then
tuna pokey.
The Phoebos.
Yeah, okay. And then I dig the coconut out with the straw.
Yes.
So they're going to have an 8-foot table.
They have a big table that's all beautifully done, and they just have a table behind them to where this prep is, and they just serve.
Is this rain or shine?
Rain or shine. It's mostly inside, 75% inside. Mm-hmm. The 25% that's outside is covered.
It's covered.
You don't have to wait to buy your ticket. I mean, you're going to pay $10, $20 more. So buy it now before September 1st for $75.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, and I know you guys talked about live music, right? There's going to be entertainment there.
There's going to be live music, the chef throwdown. I didn't say what we were doing this year with it. And it's actually going to be, and I'm not going to give you much more information.
Oh, yeah, I'll get
surprise.
It out of you.
But it's called the Battle of the Sexes.
Mm. Oh.
Mm.
Battle of the Sexes.
Yes.
Do we dare ask, or was that...
You can't ask, because I'm not telling you.
Have Does
me
it have
on
to
again.
Do with male and female?
It makes sense.
Well, you never know in this town.
Hey-o!
Hey-o!
Controversy.
No, it's not controversy.
That's awesome.
We love all people.
So,
of course we do. I'm just kidding.
So you have... So, and did you guys already talk about the lineup? Is there a music? So who's...
We already talked about the music. It's going to be the Savannah Band.
That's right. You did mention the Savannah Band. Anybody else?
Saul.
Are you looking for more artists or no?
Maybe. Okay. Sawnoff and Patty Blee are tremendous together too. They were their second Sodal Fest. But if you have
Brian Clark.
Interest...
Yeah, I know a few bands that are playing that are probably would be interested that have a good following.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, definitely, you know, let me know what you guys are thinking out there.
Yeah.
And go to our site, sodelfest.com.
Yeah, I'm on it. It's great.
For everything. If you're interested in volunteering, there's a volunteer form online. I already have about 15 awesome volunteers that are helping. And also there's the sponsorship package online.
So talk about the sponsorship levels. So tell, you know, what are the sponsorship levels?
So really, I will take any sponsorship that anybody wants to give, but our sponsorship levels are $500 to $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the sponsorships, depending on the level, you get tickets or tickets to the festival. You get notoriety on the website, and you get a Facebook page dedicated to your business. You get notoriety banner style at the event itself. You get
I'm looking at it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You get a digital ad on the site if you're a certain valued sponsor. You have recognition on our printed posters, flyers, rack cards, all the different things we have printed. You have an opportunity to purchase more tickets at a discounted rate. You get recognition in event emails. So it's a lot. And we have a big mailing list, you know, from the past 5 years that we send out things. And we always, our sponsors are half of what gets this thing done. It's,
of course,
it's almost equal 50-50 in sponsorships and ticket sales.
Have you tried doing Facebook Live?
We have done that once or twice.
Yeah, that'd be good to do it during the festival.
We do it during, definitely.
Yeah, Tom's
been the only reason I bring it up is because, you know, promoting this podcast, you know, we're having to really take a look at all the opportunities we can to get our name out there. And what I'm finding is a big one is Facebook Live. And it's weird doing it, you know, as we get older.
Hey there, here I am.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm over here.
And it's silly. But it's what they're doing.
No, we've done it. We did it last year. Actually, WRDE did some Facebook Lives for us. And
is that Michael?
Michael Sprouse?
Yeah.
He's not on RDE anymore, but Michael Sprouse was our host last year.
Okay.
And he's great.
I know he's with somebody.
Yeah, he does stuff.
Yeah,
he does a lot of stuff.
He's a stuff doer.
He's a stuff doer.
He's doing stuff.
But no, Facebook Live would be great. Definitely is great. We did some things with our sponsors last year and some of the restaurants Facebook Live. Talked to some of the chefs in the Throwdown. Talked to some of the sponsors. Talked to some of the restaurants, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, getting the word out that way, which is always good.
Well, I've been trying to do a Facebook Live every day.
Really?
Yep.
Good for you.
For the podcast. And, you know, when I'm going to do one tomorrow. In fact, I did a Facebook Live this morning and shared that you were going to be on.
Oh, thank you.
But I'll, you know, I try to shout out to all the people that have been on the podcast. And, you know, I'll shout out when I do my Facebook Live tomorrow that, you know, we had a great podcast. And,
yes.
And we'll mention it that way. It's uncomfortable, but I just feel like for at least for me, it's like I just got to do it.
Is it uncomfortable because you're alone when you do them?
No, I did this. I did my podcast or the Facebook Live this morning with my kids.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah,
I think it feels better when you have somebody else there.
We did a 5 mile run ride with me. They rode bikes. But halfway, we stopped at the outlets and we did a Facebook Live video. And just, it's uncomfortable and it's odd, but you know, it's just kind of
where we are.
Now.
It's where we are now.
If you want to be in the game, it's just another part of the game. And but it's nice because you can, you know, this podcast, you know, we'll post it. It'll go up in the next few days.
Yeah, share it out. Yeah, we'll post it and just share it out from your page as well, Stace.
Great.
And, we've got quite a bit of downloads now on the podcast and it's growing every day, every week.
That's
so
great.
It's good exposure for you.
And we try to have a little fun. It's
of
a
course.
Little loose sometimes,
yeah.
You know.
It
and then
be.
Corporate shows up and the whole freaking place.
Corporate ain't that bad.
You know, speaking of sponsorship, what's going on here? How do you get to this Rehoboth Social? And
well, we have the Rehoboth Social. In fact, I announced that this morning. We have the Rehoboth Social podcast channel website.
Oh, that's right.
It's up and running. You can actually go on there and book podcasts if you would like. It'll give you a calendar and you can send us messages through the mailbag.
And you can listen to podcasts, I would hope.
Yeah,
you can't listen to them.
Yeah, so how does Stacey get to our podcast?
I appreciate you asking that because you can find them on Spotify or iTunes and you can find them on our Rehoboth Social Podcast Facebook page.
Okay.
The only problem with listening to them that way is you have to have the app open, which is yell at Facebook, not me. I didn't do that. But yeah, it's there's if you just Google it. I actually had to Google Rehoboth Social the other day, and all of these options came up. I was like, geez, that's a lot. So, but you can find us there, and we also have the Rehoboth Social podcast app, which we love so much.
That's right. Okay. It's a great app.
And
yeah, you need to get that out there more, and I'll get that out there too.
I'm trying. You know, it's another tool we have. If you go to the Rehoboth Social podcast app, all of our podcasts are on there.
Okay.
And they're in categories. So we'll probably post this one either in dining, maybe just events and activities, something like that. But it categorizes them. But you can also find them in the feed. It doesn't tuck them away. And that's free. And we don't track you. until corporate gets involved, and we may start. But yeah, and then, you know, we also have the salon. And
yeah, what's going on at Thomas David here?
Thomas David Salon is doing fantastic. Really excited to be out here at Painter's Mill. Love this area in Luton, which is half Lewis, half
Luton.
It's a new town holding down west side. And, you know, when I first came out here, it was a little... the island of unwanted toys, like I've said before, but I really feel like we're on the
there was tumbleweed going down the road.
Yeah. Now we're on the edge because everybody's coming out to Milton because everyone loves Milton so much. So we're blessed, and we have one more chair to rent out. So hopefully we can make that happen. And
so what does a stylist get for that one chair?
Me.
Oh, done. Sold.
Bam. I'm in now. You get a key and a chair and an amazing salon and great location, free parking, podcast support.
There you go.
All the social media.
I would say, you know, the only upscale salon with a podcast studio built in.
I think you're right.
I would say the only salon with a podcast studio,
period.
Or do
we say a podcast, the only podcast studio with a salon.
Or the only podcast where you can get your hair cut out. Nah, we're real. And this is a little bit breaking news, but there's a restaurant coming in here.
Oh, really?
Hello.
It's called the Breakfast Nook.
Oh,
and
it's an Indian couple, which excites me because, yeah, hardworking folks over there.
Red potatoes. Love it.
So I can't wait to meet him. I've been over looking in the window a couple times because the guys over there cleaning some stuff said the owners are going to be coming by. So I want to go put my hand out, introduce myself, and maybe we can get them on the podcast. Because
if it comes in here smelling like curry, I know what you know.
They can smell like whatever as long as they're out there working. Because
I love Indian food.
I hate being the only person here, and I'm not, because we got a mortgage place next to me, and then Home Theater Solutions is next to me. But
Urban Floats the same way in the new building. We're like the only ones in there.
Yeah, I walk around and look.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody here?
Any friend? Do I have a friend anywhere?
And then Stacy pulled up and I ran over and greeted her. Awesome shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you just reminded me. I just had a restaurant yesterday confirm, and it's the new Indian restaurant, Ross, that's going up at downtown Lewis.
They're going to be there. I saw that on your sheet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not on there yet. They just told me yesterday.
Oh, it was on your website. I saw it on your website.
Yeah, we put it up already on the website. Yeah, yep. So we will have Indian food, too.
That sounds awesome.
I love Indian food.
Yeah.
Yum, yum.
Well, and I just to say it again, I love the idea of really finding out about a lot of restaurants in one spot.
It's super cool.
I don't drink, but I'm excited about the food. And you mentioned just some of the ones that you mentioned.
Honestly, I don't know of another festival like this.
There is not another festival like this.
That's awesome.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. It's
Soto
the best food, wine, and music festival in Delaware.
And I love how you did. I thought of Sodell Concepts.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to do a GoPro festival. Oh, not affiliated with GoPro.
GoPro Fest.
But now that you know the background, you know that.
Right.
And I have it patented, Sodell Fest.
That's awesome. I was like, wow,
registered.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
Whatever.
Well, and honestly, I mean, we live in a small town. You know, this podcast is really about one small business helping another. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to have you on to promote your business, but it's about one small business helping another. And, you know, I just saw Scott yesterday. You know,
we all have to work
cooperation over competition.
Hell yeah. I am so much about that. And this festival brings community together. The restaurants are donating their food. I mean, why? Because they're getting so much exposure.
Sure.
Right. And it's a fun event. I mean, everybody, you know, there's so much going on with different people throughout the community, and it really is a community event.
Sounds like a lot of podcast opportunities, too.
Tons of them.
Is there any shame in my game? I apologize.
Edible Delmarva.
I'm so sorry. Well, listen, Stacy, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
This has been awesome.
It's already been an hour.
Has it?
It's been a wonderful...
See, I come in, it just goes by. You know what I mean?
It does, man.
I went right off the road, and I had to pull it before we lost Stacy altogether. So I want to say thank you. I always appreciate anybody that comes on the podcast.
Thank
I know you.
It was my pleasure, and I would love to come back another day.
How do they get a hold of you, Stace? What's their email? contact info for you?
Well, it's on the website. I really direct everybody to the website. SoDelFest.com. It's simple. So, S-O-D-E-L, one L, Del, Fest, F-E-S-T.com.
There you go.
Because my contact information's on the website. And like I said, you can learn so much about the
whole
thing.
That's a nice website.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Local build it?
Yes.
Yeah. Who built it? Or can you say?
I can't say. I have to kill you.
Stacy, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate
it. Loved it. It was so fun.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.